I believe that there's always a silver lining.
I believe in enough.
I believe in balance.
When life gets tough, make pizza. This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. It sounds a bit like a cliche. Slow things down. Smell the roses. Take note of the breathtakingly beautiful sunset, the gentle trickle of a hillside stream, the sparkle of raindrops as they bounce off a flower petal. The truth is, all of us would do well to reflect on the natural wonders that surround us, and as this week's essayist Scott Turner tells us, reflect on what they can teach us about the trajectory of our lives.
If a cold front ever ushered in the feeling of a fresh start, it was the one that pushed Hurricane Earl east overnight September 4th. Just after dawn, I walked with Woody, our dog, into a nippy northwest wind that transported wet leaves down the street in our Providence neighborhood. There, we all met the day's first rays of sunlight, which burned through low, milky clouds that trailed the storm. Gone was the heat and humidity that had wrapped us like a lead blanket most of the summer. Cobwebs slipped from my brain, telling my limbs to shake it loose. So I stretched my arms skyward. What a cap to a wild week. School had begun for Karen, a first-grade teacher, for Rachel, now in eighth grade, and for Noah in fifth. At my job, I wrapped up a 9-month project. Then, our kitchen ceiling came down after leaky pipes under the second-floor bathroom weakened 4,000 pounds of material. For now, we will use the closet-sized bathroom and shower stall on the first floor. Anyway, having two bathrooms was a luxury. Heck, more than 40% of the world's population lives without access to any toilet. Back in the house, I opened every window downstairs. The cold front flushed the rooms with fresh air. My actions disturbed a Carolina wren outside. The bird shot out of a rose of Sharon and into a cavern of sticks in a backyard woodpile. When the wren popped back out, it hopped atop the pile, flicked its tail, spun around, chipped, squawked, and jibber-jabbered, like a wind-up toy on caffeine. Above the wren, a squirrel with a mouthful of leaves climbed up the maple tree. I figured the squirrel was on its way to fortify the family nest. Winter was coming, I remembered. Cool air levitated the curtains of every open room in our home. Inhaling this freshness expanded my lungs and my world. It suggested that our existence was about making our hearts and minds roomier for those we loved. The wren was like sugar in my coffee, adding sweetness to life. After slogging through the sweltering past few months, I believe that the cold front was like the kind of do-over that we used to ask for as kids. I felt unharnessed, as if being given another chance to get things right. That night, Karen and I sipped honey vodka, a homemade gift from a friend. This syrupy, soul-warming drink was a real nectar of the gods. The vodka sharpened our awareness and our joy. I also believe that it fueled the discussions we needed to have about repairing our home and our lives in the coming weeks.
In addition to his duties as the Director of Web Communications at Brown University, Turner writes a weekly nature commentary for the Providence Journal. Turner is a former land manager, park ranger, and science writer. He lives in Providence with his wife and two children. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, wrni.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.